Now we are going to a Syrian town where just a couple of weeks ago, U.S. military advisors and airstrikes helped push out ISIS. That was a relief for the long-suffering people of Shahada. But another force has taken over, and it might have its own plans for the town. NPR's Alice Fordham was in Shahada and sent this report.
There's little things you appreciate when ISIS is kicked out of your town. On the street outside the town of Shadada, I meet Adnan Sleiman, a tall, thin man with a grey beard, happily smoking.
I'm 60 years old, and I feel like I'm 20.
ISIS once put Sleiman in prison for possession of cigarettes. Now he's selling a tower of packs by the side of the road. We drive into the town, which American-backed forces retook from ISIS about 2 weeks ago. It's still pretty empty. At first, the only sound is the wind on metal shop fronts sprayed with the ISIS logo. But then, as we pick our way over the debris, we see two women sitting in the sun. They're still scared of ISIS, so they won't give their names, but they tell us that they stayed the whole 2 years the extremists were here. They infiltrated gradually.
A small cell arrived, just 50 men.
Initially, ISIS worked alongside the moderate rebel forces then controlling the town, but that changed overnight.
We went to sleep, and the next day, ISIS were on top of us.
The ISIS fighters killed and arrested the rebel forces and imposed their own brutal rule.
They were beheading, executing. They'd leave the bodies out for 5-10 days.
Their male relatives pull up plastic chairs to talk to us about the new force in town. One of them, Assad Abdullah, says ISIS told them the US-backed fighters known as the Syrian Democratic Forces were criminals.
They told us all the possible ways that our women would be violated and our homes would be looted.
But he says they didn't do that, and he's grateful. U.S. officials also praised the Syrian Democratic Forces when they took Shadada, a small but strategically located town. U.S. Special Forces even advised during the battle. But in this little town, which keeps changing hands, it's not clear who's going to be in charge next. As we pass through checkpoints, the soldiers are all speaking Kurdish, not Arabic, like the residents. This is an Arab town, but the Syrian Democratic Forces are dominated by a Kurdish faction which has big political ambitions. Today, they announced plans to create a federal region here in northeastern Syria, and that would include Arab areas like Shadada. Arab leaders say they think Arabs might resist Kurdish control, and the US says it won't support an autonomous region. In a nearby town, Kurdish politician Mansour Haj Mansour says his Kurdish-led group can govern this Arab area without kindling ethnic violence, and he hopes this will just be the beginning.
We know that it's a big challenge, and all people, all the eyes of outside, they are focusing on this area.
He describes what he calls a brotherhood project, where prominent people from the Arab areas will be organized into councils and run their own affairs. In that Arab town, Shadada, people aren't sure who they want to be in charge. Not ISIS, and definitely not the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. They say his airstrikes killed more people than ISIS ever did. Ahmad Al-Abayed says, we want a man who's good and who's clever. He says, well, when a new governor comes along, we'll see if he's good or not. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Shadada, Syria.